Good morning, this is Elaine, your co-host for Freedom from Pain Programs with Yi-Wing Tong, MD. Dr. Tong is a graduate of Caltech and received his medical and anesthesia training from the USC School of Medicine and LA County USC Medical Center. He has innovated an East-West treatment called Neurobioenergetics, or NBE, which can cure chronic degenerative ailments. And by cure, we mean that we can eliminate your pain, depression, and any other symptoms, as well as the need for endless therapy of any kind, including the NBE therapy. I know this is an astounding claim, but our program is designed to prove this by providing remarkable cases every week showing that a variety of chronic ailments can indeed be cured. If you have any questions that you're dying to have answered, don't hesitate to call in at 800-227-KBRT. That's 1-800-227-5278. So, Dr. Tong, who are our guests today?
Yes, our guests are being called. Our guests today are Tammy's friends. As you remember, our second show on September 16th, Tammy is one of the patients who had chronic severe depression, probably my most incredible cure. She had had major depression all her life and had tried to commit suicide two times, one time by stabbing herself, ended up having major surgery to repair her arteries, and the other time by overdosing herself. And 9 months ago, she was overdosed on drugs, and she had been in bed screaming, crying, non-functional. Finally, her husband called me. I convinced them that I can help them right from the beginning. She didn't believe me, but one treatment, I turned her totally around. She is still elated, joyful, and she had told so many of her friends all over the world. I have been getting calls from England, Canada, the East Coast. In fact, several people are coming over from the East Coast, and we have some of her friends from the Palm Springs area. The first one is Sandra. Why don't we have Sandra tell her story? Is Sandra on the line yet?
I don't think so. Why don't you give a history?
Well, Sandra had most of them come to me for pain, back pain, depression, and so forth. And in the process, she also found that I helped her with her staph infections, and then she had problem with abnormal pap smear. And after that, she would get on a diet and recover. However, she still had PMS symptoms, and I cured that also. Are we still not getting her on the line?
I think she's here. Let's see.
Yes.
Hello, Sandra?
Hi, Sandra?
Hello? Sandra? Sandra?
Yes?
Hi, how are you?
Good,
yes.
How are you,
Sandra?
Good, welcome to our show.
Good, thank you.
Yeah.
Why don't you tell us your story?
Oh, okay. Well, when I first of all, I want to thank God for leading me to Dr. Tong, because I really feel it's been a blessing in my health. I've never felt better. When I first saw Dr. Tong, I worked at a health food store, so I really didn't think there was that many things wrong with me.
Right.
I just came to accept the fact that I had perimenopausal and a staph infection. And these things I just tried to work myself and to heal myself. But what I was doing basically was putting a band-aid on what I was doing myself versus trying to get the root to try to heal. And I feel like Dr. Tong has done that.
Yes.
Did you try any conventional doctors for your problems?
Oh, yes. I've been to a dentist before, and they just said basically it's something you have to live with.
Mm-hmm.
As far as staph infection.
That's no solution.
No solution at all.
Yes. So, well, what happened? How have you helped yourself?
Well, I tried different things to help with a staph infection, and nothing was working. It was just on and off for the last 3 years, and nothing, it just kept coming back.
Right.
Mm. And so I feel now with my third treatment that it's gone.
Mm-hmm.
So it's gone.
But that was not the main thing you came to me for. You did not know that I can help your staph infection. In fact, I think you were surprised that
I was there.
Yeah, after I treat your pain,
yes.
The swelling from your tooth, the teeth area, the gum actually reduced. You told me that.
Yes.
So that was just like a bonus.
So what did you come to see Dr. Tong for originally?
Originally, Originally, from what I've read, that your
pain,
body.
Right?
Excuse me?
That pain, right?
Yeah, I have lower back pain.
Mm-hmm.
And I also, from what I've read, that your body can take on memories of traumas
mm-hmm.
that you have been through. And I was raped in the Army, and I was going to therapy, but I felt like I was at a plateau. I was at a wall, so to speak, and I just wasn't getting through this wall.
Uh-huh. And so it was causing your pain, you think?
It was causing my lower back pain, and
right.
it was causing migraine headaches, which was added to my perimenopausal.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like through the therapy that he gave me, he released a lot of anger
mm-hmm.
and a lot of disappointment and frustration and fear that has led me to a further healing.
See, in the beginning, I don't think if without my treatment you would be able to verbalize all this here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you said
oh,
you,
no way.
Yeah, you were just too shaky. And now that, you know, it is just an experience.
Yeah.
And it doesn't really affect you emotionally now.
No, it doesn't. I can say.
Yeah, this.
So you're at peace with it now.
I am at peace with it, and
mm-hmm.
I feel like God can further heal me in this area. So I'm even been thinking about going and working with a rape crisis center.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Also, that you use diet and actually reverse and heal your abnormal pap smear before.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I did.
About that.
I did. What I did is I went to colonics and I went to fasting and I read up on folic acid and different things that are very important for reversing a pap. And for a whole year I kept getting different paps and it kept going to a 3, and I know that cancer runs in my family.
Mm-hmm.
So I just did it myself. And when I've read, I just did my own thing and it actually reversed it.
Yes.
I went back.
The only thing is that it was not completely cured.
No.
Because now you still have PMS symptoms.
Oh, yeah.
And others. Did you have a yeast infection or no?
Yeah, I did. I had a
yeah.
yeast infection, and that was just something I accepted that I have to live with, getting off the wheat and getting off sugar. But now I don't have it. I don't have it. I had a piece of cake the other day, and I didn't wake up the next morning in any kind of...
Sandra,
uh-huh.
How many treatments did you get again?
I had 3 treatments.
Only 3?
Only 3.
And you are completely...
Yes. And you know what? I had a period. My period started with the first treatment that I had. The very next day I started my period. It was on a regular schedule, but it was the easiest period I ever had. I had no lower back pain. I had no migraine headaches, and I'm perimenopausal.
Oh, that is super.
That was a winner for me. That's when I realized, you know what? I'm going to go back, and I'm just going to see if he can work with my staff, and it's just incredible.
Well,
yes.
That's great news, Sandra.
And no more yeast infection.
No more yeast infection. Migraine headache.
Only 3 treatments.
Yes.
Well,
yes.
Thank you for sharing your story with us today.
Oh, you're welcome.
We'll let you in the future.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah, talk to you later.
All right. See you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, so you can see Dr. Tong can treat your pain, your depression, staph infections, if you have abnormal pap smears, PMS symptoms. You can see from Sandra's case that anything can be cured. Dr. Tong can cure it. Call today for an appointment at 714-556-8664. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. All right, Dr. Tong, let's get to our next guest.
Our next guest is actually belong to a support group of people with drug addictions to pain medication, benzodiazepine, psychotropic drugs, and so forth. And she actually was a mess. And she had even had trouble with the pharmacy. She went to from one pharmacy to another pharmacy to another one because they all know her. Do we have Julia on the
yes,
line
yet?
Yes,
we do. Let's get her on the line. Hello, Julia?
Yes.
Good morning.
Yeah. How are you?
Good.
Yes. Speak a little louder. We hard to hear you.
Okay. Is that better?
Yeah, it's better. Yes, huh?
Okay.
You sound like you're smiling. That
was a story.
Smiling, crying, because I'm so happy.
Very good, Julia. Yes.
Go ahead.
You were crying more the first time, but it's different kind of crying now.
Right.
Go ahead, Julia.
Yeah, tell us your story.
Well, I have... I've been addicted to Vicodin, extra strength, for the last 3 to 5 years, and it's just been a nightmare. I completely forgot who I am and how to live,
mm-hmm.
and it was just a terrible life. I was constantly having to take my kids with me to the doctor and, you know, have them sit around and wait. And then, like Dr. Tong said, going from pharmacy to pharmacy and figuring out, you know, when I, which pharmacy I could go to and if I had, you know, enough time lapsed in between the last time I had a prescription filled so that I wouldn't get in trouble. And it was just, it was terrible. And I'd first of all like to say thank you to, you know, my Lord and Savior for helping me find, well, actually it was through my sister-in-law, Amy, that,
yes.
Sorry.
It's okay. Yeah.
That helped me find Dr. Tong.
That's and good.
I'd like to thank you very much, Dr. Tong.
You are welcome. It's a different kind of crying now. The first time, yeah.
Yeah, it's just, it's incredible. I have my life back.
And, yes.
You know, when I wake up in the morning.
You want to live.
I want to wake up. You know, I want to get out of bed. And I just am so energetic. And I have not had that energy since, you know, in my early 20s. And
how many years is that?
It's been like 15 years.
Wow.
And I just have this incredible energy, and just I feel like I just want to smile all the time.
Fantastic. Just like Tammy.
Yeah.
How many treatments have you had so far?
I've just had three.
Oh, yes.
Three treatments.
As long as you can afford. But let's go back to the, you had migraine. That's how you get hooked onto the,
right.
You know.
How are your migraines now, Julia?
They're a lot better.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And are you still on medication or?
I'm just taking very little.
Uh-huh.
I was, just to give you an idea of where I was at,
yeah.
Where I am now, I was taking 30 extra strength Vicodin a day.
30.
That's a lot.
And,
extra strength, that means double the dose.
Right. Right.
And now?
Down to, three. Just regular strength.
That's
a day, and I'm hoping, you know, by
to get off it.
Man, I can completely get off of it, and
Your migraines are better.
They're much better.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. In fact, no. Right after the first treatment, you were able to drop the Vicodin for 2 days.
Right.
And the third day, it falls on a Sunday.
Right.
So you had to take some.
And like you said, if I had the insurance and the money,
yeah.
I don't think I would need to even be
exactly.
Paid. Yeah.
Like 10 years ago, insurance would pay and all this thing here. Today, it's just a sad story. We spend billions of dollars to try to get people on poisons
and
get them hooked onto drugs. Okay, and they will not pay for something that will cure the person and get the person back into the normal kind of life. Like you, you're
right.
You're legitimate. Normal person, and that from the modern therapeutics get into this predicament. It's really sad.
Right, and I can just, it's changed my whole demeanor. I mean, you know, I came out to Palm Springs, and my, you know, I haven't seen my parents for a few weeks, and my mom says, gosh, you just look so different.
Yeah, because your face is so smooth, you're smiling, you're a totally different person after the first treatment.
I can hear it in your voice.
Yeah.
Can you tell us, you know, you don't mind about the detail, remember, you also almost get in trouble with one of the pharmacy.
Right.
Yeah.
I had gotten to the point, well, first of all, I had lost, you know, a few jobs as a result of my addiction,
mm-hmm.
mostly because I would have to take time off of work so that I could go to the doctor to get the medication. So I was either always coming into work late or taking long lunches, and that, of course, got me into trouble.
Uh-huh.
And so I was also to a point where I didn't, you know, have money to pay for the medication.
Right.
There were a couple times that I took the medication and from the pharmacy without paying for it. And not only that, but I was using a different last name, and the pharmacy found out, and they were about to arrest me right then and there, and that was the scariest thing, and I just...
This was right before you came to see Dr. Tong?
Right.
Yeah, that you see how ridiculous a life can be turned into a normal person.
Right.
And in fact, I had to write you a prescription and let you call the head pharmacist and explain the situation and told her that I can help you and have them not get securely involved.
Right.
And but right now, you know, you're not ever getting into this situation again.
No, it's so nice. I can just drive by all the pharmacies, and I just
you have no craving.
And I
smile.
Don't even need to go there.
Exactly. Not need to take any more poison.
Right.
Yes.
Well, Juliet, your story is incredible, and I wish you the best of luck. I mean, you can live again.
Yep.
Yeah, and I also will get to the point that you won't be such a crybaby anymore either.
Well, that's just happiness.
Yeah, that's good.
That's happy cry.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Yes. But thanks for joining our show.
Yeah, have a great weekend, Julia.
Okay.
I really, really appreciate it. You're incredible.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
If you are addicted to drugs, call now. You heard that story. It's amazing. You don't need to be on drugs. I mean, you heard Julia's story. She can live again. Call today, 714-556-8664. Again, our number is 714-556-8664. Call today before 2, and you'll get a free supplement to reduce your sugar cravings. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Okay, our next, let's, why don't we just,
yeah.
Well, why don't we talk to Chris and Dana first?
Okay, yeah.
Okay, let's see. Chris and Dana?
Hi.
How are you guys?
How are you folks?
I'm doing great, thank you.
All right, why don't you tell us about what Dr. Tong did for you guys?
Who do you want to go first?
Let's have Chris go first.
Okay.
Ladies first.
Well, I've suffered with neck pains since about 1969. I was in a
car
accident.
Long time.
And then also I had a big, huge piece of plexiglass hit me on the head without me seeing it coming. And so my neck has got progressively worse through the years. And if I go to sleep at night, I wake up and I have to almost readjust my neck. The muscle has been spastic in a knot forever.
Mm-hmm.
And so I wake up every morning with headaches. And it's always there. Sometimes it's dull and I can tolerate it. Sometimes if I'm under stress, then it's very, very bad.
Mm-hmm.
So the first treatment...
With Dr. Tong?
I woke up in the morning and my neck was sore, but it was a different soreness.
Uh-huh.
It was...
Not the old pain. The old pain's better.
Yeah. It was like it was opening up as the knot was starting to loosen, so I felt the muscle.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't have to adjust. I mean, I could literally feel my neck grind together. And I didn't have to do that anymore. And then the headaches started going away.
Uh-huh.
So I've had 4 treatments now.
And how are you doing? How's your neck?
It's been great.
Yeah, in fact, you know, right after the first treatment, your face, all the wrinkles goes away. No kidding. You know, your husband can testify to that. Are you there? Did you remember that?
It's a bonus. I remember.
Oh, it is.
Yes. Well, how's Dana doing?
How are you doing, Dana?
I'm doing great. I basically came in for, depression and anger.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
And out of sight of that, really mellowing out, so many other things changed in my life.
Uh-huh.
Fantastic.
Over back pain I had that I virtually no longer have.
No more. How many treatments have you had, Dana?
I've had the 4 treatments also.
Okay.
You know, upon the first treatment, like I said, was for, you know, quite deep depression and definitely anger.
Uh-huh.
Chris can testify to that. But we went to dinner that evening before we left town. We drive, you know, 250 miles round trip for this.
Right.
Wow.
And it's worth every mile.
Yes.
Oh.
People commented that the clarity, our vision, cleared up instantly that evening.
Yeah.
Yes.
I did used to use reading glasses, and I don't have to anymore.
After the first treatment?
After the first treatment.
That is amazing.
Okay, Dad.
I can't believe it. I don't look for my glasses anymore.
Can you
anger.
Explain that, Dr.
Yes, Tom? Anger has to do with the liver.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah, anger to the liver. Liver supplies the eye vision.
The eyes,
just
right.
Like we did for Bob on their first show.
Right.
He had to use a less prescription
right,
class.
Right, I remember that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And hey, I'm a believer.
How are you emotionally, Dana? Are you pretty stable now?
There is a dramatic change.
Uh-huh.
Now, I'm more in control of myself without...
Right. Do things bother you still, or how's that?
Well, what I'm working on now, and then through Dr. Tong, he has, you know, great statements here and there, and if you listen and practice them just a little bit, they work, where now I understand it more and I deal with it, you know, just incredibly different than I used to.
Right.
And, because I'm...
Oh, you know, I still have some, but we're working on it, and I understand now more than anything, these things took a long time to happen. They mm-hmm. take some time to cure, too. You know, so, I mean, I really enjoy this program. I look forward to each and every visit, you know, and we have one in 2 days, and we'll be back again.
Great.
Fantastic.
And, you know, I just can't say enough for it. It's
thanks.
You know, I sleep well. I was up early this morning. I'm working today. I just came home to get on the radio.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And I'm going back to work after this, and I've never had more energy.
That's fantastic. Excellent.
More peace.
It's not very often that patients say they're looking forward to go see a doctor.
Yeah. That's very rare.
Driving 250 miles long trip, too.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Yeah.
Well, there you go. Hey, we're on the road real well.
Yes.
Well, Chris and Dana, thank you so much for joining us today.
Yes, we have an extra caller today.
Good luck to you guys in the future.
All right. Super, and
okay.
Thank you.
We'll see
thank you very
week.
Much, okay?
Bye.
Bye-bye.
We have another caller. Why don't we get him on the line right away?
Okay, yeah.
Hello, Mike?
Yeah, hi. My name is Mike Mark. I just recently seen Dr. Tong, actually last week, which is unbelievable. I mean, I'm still trying to absorb the feeling of being able to get up and walk. I literally have been in a wheelchair for 4 years.
Oh, yes, Mike, yes.
Right.
Four years?
I'm 37 years old. And
what happened?
Well, just to start off, I'm very athletic. I used to race bicycles, play sports, football, all of that, and it's always been extremely active and being able to move around. And actually, this whole thing started from running, and then the buildup with the chemicals, because I'm a painter.
So he's a very famous painter. You got to tell us about yourself.
Well, I am involved with mixing different chemicals and different materials because I'm creative and I'm always trying to come up with something new. So I've made the mistake of mixing too many chemicals and then the toxicities building up. But anyway, the bottom line is I've seen over 20 doctors, including top neurologists, even from UCLA, and orthopedic doctors, and all.
And you're paralyzed, is that correct?
Well, it's getting to the point, basically, where my symptoms, I mean, I could hardly even use the wheelchair. I couldn't even put my feet on the ground because they were burning so bad. I couldn't even put my socks on. I had just a cold bath and get help to get into the bathtub, and this affliction just developed worse and worse. I mean, it was frightening. I didn't even know what to do.
You were very, very frightened when I talked to you on the phone a couple of months ago. You also had received treatment from a Chinese medical university, right?
That's right. That's what I was going to
say. Shafelo, is that?
I've had several treatments from acupuncture. I've seen naturopathic doctors. So that's not even including the 20 regular allopathic doctors that I've seen. So, I mean, I've probably seen about 30 doctors, really, to top it off. And I've had lots of acupuncture, probably at least almost 100 treatments.
Yeah.
Really.
And did that help you at all? Or?
No, just barely.
Nothing.
I mean, and to get the results that I've gotten with Dr. Tong, I don't think I ever would have been able to get to this state.
Can you tell us what happened after your first treatment?
I was able to stand up. I was a little bit weary and nervous because, you know, I still...
You could stand up after your first treatment?
Yeah,
after sitting
up.
In a wheelchair for how long? 4 years?
4 years.
Wow,
that seems really incredible. Are you sure you're not getting paid?
It's more than incredible. I couldn't even absorb it. I mean, I didn't, you know, I just was, you know, just being calm about it and just trying to kind of like, let's see how I feel a week from now. You know,
right.
I was scared that I was going to relapse, and I just had so many bad turns, and this has been a long road.
Have you relapsed?
No, not at all.
So how many treatments have you had so far?
Right, how many treatments?
I only had two treatments.
Two.
Two treatments.
I can promise you, you're not going to have a relapse.
Oh, I know that.
You were doing the wrong thing in the past. You know, you're getting too much heat in the system, and the Chinese medical doctors should have told you that. They neglected the balance. Your case is not difficult.
Mike, I kind of missed. What happened? Did you get an accident, or was it a sports injury, or?
A combination of extreme running. Too many different things happening at once, too much stress, and too many toxic paint chemicals.
Right, and it caused your condition.
Right, to build up, and then me being on my feet consistently,
right, okay.
And then not having good treatment, obviously, I mean, which I think it's almost impossible. I think Dr. Tong can cure anything.
Well, he made you walk after the first treatment.
After the first treatment, and not only that, is my condition is getting better. My legs are getting better. Every morning I wake up, I mean, they're hurting a little bit, but
nothing like before, right?
It's going away after when I wake up.
How about emotionally? You were wrecked before you saw me. You were so despondent and worried and anxious.
All my friends can't believe how much calmer I am. I'm telling them that I'm overwhelmed and I'm still excited and nervous about this whole thing because I just can't believe it.
I promise you're going to get better and better.
So are you still in your wheelchair now or what's
up? No, no.
You're not using it anymore.
I have two wheelchairs. They're in the closet. And in fact, the first day, I carried my wheelchair to the car.
No
really?
Yeah, I carried my wheelchair.
Good for you.
Yeah, I mean, this is unbelievable. And I have like four different friends that I'm actually going to get ready to bring down to Dr. Tong. I'm just arranging it. I've already called them.
That's great.
To get my mom in because she's got fibromyalgia and all sorts of
things. Well, that can definitely be helped.
Yeah, I know. So I just wanted to thank Dr. Tong.
You are welcome.
Thank you for calling, Mike.
So happy to hear that you're doing so well.
You're going
to
continue treatments?
Oh, absolutely. I'm going to go in for tune-ups, just for general practice, just to keep on my emotions and just.
Fantastic.
Oh, that's
well, thanks
awesome.
For calling in.
Yes, thank you,
I was going to schedule you a couple of weeks from now, you know.
He's ahead of you.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, this is exciting. I'm overwhelmed. And I really
pretty soon you're going to be able to run in for treatments.
Yeah. Godsend. Thank you guys very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mike.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Call today you heard our cases today. Paralysis, drug addiction, pain, PMS, staph infections. I mean, Dr. Tong can cure anything. I mean, if you don't believe it, you just heard it. And I don't think, I think you should call, actually, 714-556-8664. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Call today before 2, and you'll get a free supplement to reduce your sugar cravings. Dr. Tong, do you have any last words?
Oh, here's a list of questions. Might even pick something that may be instructional.
Okay, let's see. Someone asked, I came for a consultation and agreed with everything you said, Dr. Tong. However, I was a little nervous because I heard the moans and groans in your treatment room.
Well, those are the patients who don't pay the bills. So if you're a good patient, I'll take it easy on you.
Dr. Tong, he tries to be funny.
No, this is... Yes.
Well, I hope you enjoyed our show. If today is your first time listening to our show, listen to our previous shows on our website, www.drtong.com, under the radio show heading. You will find that Dr. Tong can treat anything. Just check the website out. Depression, asthma, allergies, sinus problems, colitis, irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's disease, anything. Today, drug withdrawal. Someone was paralyzed and he could walk after the first treatment after being in a wheelchair for 4 years. Our number, 714-556-8664. Again, 714-556-8664. Tune in again next Saturday at 11:30 a.m. on KBright AM 740. We'll have more exciting cases to share with you. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. This is Elaine saying goodbye and have an excellent weekend. ¶¶